There's a beautiful magic in losing. I've been thinking about this a lot lately as these midterms have come, especially in the light of what happened in 2020 and the fights over the outcome of the election. And just there's something so magical about losing, the willingness to lose. I see, keep reading these little snippets of news like this governor conceded, or this candidate conceded to that candidate. This she conceded to him in that race, or that Republican conceded to the Democrat in that race. And in previous years, it was so easy to take that for granted. But that word conceded is, it is magic. Because what they're admitting is they lost. And that's probably one of the most painful experiences of their life, is something they wanted more than anything. And their hardcore supporters wanted it more than, you know, feel experience as a terrible loss, painful loss. And to concede is what it, to me, it is an investment in the sustainability of the system. It's saying implicitly that this game that we're playing called democracy writ large, or, you know, this thing where we get to elect people who represent us at least somewhat, is worth playing again. The game is worth playing again. And because every game, whether it's sports, business deals, interactions with your wife, your spouse, your roommate, your parents, they are in essence little mini games, because in the sense that we often don't see, I mean, in sports, it's very literal, right? We have an opponent and we want to beat them, but there's the short-term goal of winning the game. But really, implicit in all our behavior in sports is a long-term goal of being able to play the game again. The game itself is meaningful, and that is what we're trying to sustain. And that is why in sports you see very little fussing about losses. I mean, they're painful. People are pissed off, but they don't say they didn't lose, because the game breaks down if you don't say you lost, if you don't admit you lost. That's what allows the game to be started again. And so we like to think that the point of politics is to win. The point of sports is to win. But I would say the point of politics is at least somewhat to get to sustain the experiment, sustain the game. And same similar with sports. And then when you think about your personal relationships, there's all sorts of times when you think you're right, you know you're right maybe in a given argument. But being right, proving yourself right, needs to be subordinated to the greater cause of the sustainability of that interaction, of that relationship. And there's just something really beautiful in that. Because a lot of these politicians, when they concede, they haven't conceded that they don't have the right ideas. All of them, I'm sure, still believe they were the right person for the job. They had the right policies. They had the right philosophy. They were better than the other person. They still believe that. But implicit in the concession is the belief that the game itself is more important than them winning that argument or that election. And yeah, so I think it's deeply tied with this idea of sustainability. And sustainability is a word that I think has gotten a little bit too narrow a conception in terms of its pairing to environmentalism, which is extremely important, of course, but it's a concept that is, to me, is extremely applicable in all aspects of our life. Like, if I think about how am I interacting with my partner and how I'm winning or losing different interactions where we see what we disagree about what has happened or what the right move is, what's a sustainable way to interact with that? How do we get to keep playing the games that we like again and again and again? And games writ large here. That's interactions, repeated deals, partnerships, all this kind of stuff. And yeah, so I think losing is basically central to sustainability. And it's magical. It really is magical. So yeah, God bless the losers. And I, for one, am going to look for ways that I can lose a little bit more. Because I think often, not always, often losing is an investment in sustainability of the systems that we enjoy. Anyway, nothing too radical there. It's just, I want us all to be losing. A little better losers. And yeah, I hope you're having a great day and evening. And we'll see you next week on Happy When Curious.